Listening Library presents When Santa Fell to Earth. This is Cornelia Funke. Nicholas Goodfellow Falls to Earth. On the 10th night of December, a terrible storm was approaching from the north. 1,000 lightning bolts skewered the stars and thunder rolled across the pitch-black sky with a sound like a derailed freight train. Nicholas Goodfellow, a Santa Claus by trade, didn't notice any of this. He lay fast asleep inside his caravan, snoring peacefully, while Twinkle Star's reindeer pulled him through the clouds high above the sleeping world. Lightning licked the ramshackle caravan like a snake's tongue, but Nicholas dreamed of almonds and marzipan, as Santas usually do. Twinkle Star galloped faster and faster through the black clouds. Still, he could not outrun the storm. The rumbling darkness swallowed the stars, and lightning crackled between his hooves. Terrified, Twinkle Star reared up, broke his reins, and bolted down toward the earth. Nicholas Goodfellow's reindeerless caravan swayed from side to side like a boat on a churning sea. Then it toppled forward into the swirling clouds. Nicholas tumbled out of his bed, hitting his head on the leg of a chair, and rolled helter-skelter under the table.
"Whoa there!" he shouted. "What's going on?"
But by then, he and his caravan were already plummeting toward the ground. Nicholas's ears roared and his head reeled as if it were going to explode. The wheels of the caravan brushed against some treetops, bumped against a chimney, tore off a few TV antennae, and then landed with a crash in the gutter of a narrow street. A flock of carrion crows rose from the branches of a bare lime.